Thumbboy Speaks, episode 203, Disconnected. So today was a travel day for me, so there really wasn't much opportunity to be on the internet or do anything, you know, sort of tech-related. I mean, granted, I sat on the airplane and without internet, because United doesn't have Wi-Fi on their planes, and I caught up on the cache of podcasts I have. I did a little bit of reading, that's because there are times when you have to turn all that stuff off. I also slept, too. That's also something that I'm lucky enough to be able to do on an airplane. But of course, some people complain about not being connected to the internet while in the sky, and you know, it's still a relatively new phenomenon. I mean, think of it this way. I mean, people are entitled enough and complaining that they don't have internet while they're whizzing through the air in a metal tube at 35,000 feet. You know, I remember when the planes didn't have any of that stuff at all, or barely had phones. And of course, now they've ripped out the phones because, and I think it wasn't because that they were bad or anything. It's just that whoever was running the phones wanted to charge $5 a minute for them. And sorry, that's I'm sorry, that's a little bit too much for any sort of communication, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think there's anything that can't wait until later. Even back in those days, I think I used the phone maybe once because my flight was horrendously delayed, and that was it. I mean, that was like more than 10 years ago, and I obviously don't use them then. But if there's internet on the plane, of course I use it. But I'm invariably frustrated by the speed, and it's usually GoGo Wireless that is. What I run into, and yeah, it's pretty slow. I mean, I guess it's, you know, I guess what's worse, right? Having internet that's really, really slow, or not having internet at all. And I think I'm with the oatmeal on this, that having internet that's really, really slow is just like frustrating and gets very ragey. Whereas if the internet's just not there, then, you know, I go do something else, like listen to all the podcasts I have saved up, maybe play some pinball arcade, which is what I did, flying over, or sleep, which, you know, because I got up really early this morning, so a little bit of sleep doesn't hurt anybody. And it raises the question, though, I mean, do we always need to be connected? And I think that, yeah, I mean, I think we're growing to expect that, and it's certainly useful to be connected, but I think there are times, and we have to remember that we, at least for people of my generation, there was a time when we weren't connected to the internet all the time. We were having this discussion around the family dinner table. My son was asking his grandparents, you know, what did they do when they were 13? And of course, they both gave different answers, and none of them involved any sort of electronics whatsoever. So, that, of course, back then there wasn't any internet to have, and there wasn't much in the way of electronics anyway. Even in my generation, I mean, I remember a time when I didn't have a computer, when I didn't have internet, because let's face it, that didn't come until really when I was in college. That was the first time we started seeing dial-up internet access of any sort. And of course, now with broadband and Wi-Fi in hotels and stuff, that's a whole other thing. I mean, there's the level of connectivity that we have when we move around, it varies, right? I mean, your cell phone's not going to have as good a coverage some places if there's a lot of people there. I mean, we expect to be connected, but sometimes that's not a bad thing. I guess when I'm trying to get to some place, it's nice to have it, but once I'm there, if I've got other things to do and I've got other people to see, I don't know that I necessarily need to be connected. The things that I need to be connected with aren't on the internet. They are the people that I'm going to see or going to be with. And so being connected, right, is a very different thing. And so I think we need to appreciate that it's good to not be connected to the internet all the time, that we do have real people that we have to interact with at times, and it's okay, right? It's even if it's, you know, an unusual situation where you don't have connectivity. I mean, there's your own thoughts. There's, you know, for me, I guess I'm recording a podcast, although I have internet connectivity, but I'm still recording a podcast. There's lots of other things you can do that don't involve the internet. So maybe being connected all the time, well, it is a nice thing, and I think this will happen in my lifetime where being unconnected is the exception rather than the rule. But I think we need to be able to disconnect, because there are times when we need to be alone with our thoughts. We need to sleep. We need to have downtime. And so I think that's actually something I look forward to when I travel, is those times when when I'm not on the internet, because I want to be around other people, and the internet kind of gets in the way of that sometimes, especially when you're supposed to be giving them your full attention. So, I guess being connected it's relative, just like many other things in this world. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.